Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we have rejoiced in
Lord.
This day. We thank God. It's the first of the month.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Pastor Kenna is with me.
Yes.
And we just thank God for his presence and with him being here to help me with this radio broadcast. Well, we know that God is so good. It's a day he tells us not to forget his benefits.
Yes, yes.
We are to bless his name every day.
Every day.
Every day we are to bless his name because of his goodness and his benefits to us. And what are some of his benefits? He forgiveth all of our sins and iniquities.
Yes.
He heals all of our diseases.
Yes.
You know, and it says, as far as the east is from the west, he has forgiven us our sins.
Yes, yes.
And we just thank God for celebrating Resurrection Sunday on this past Sunday.
Yes.
Knowing that God had a great plan, redemption.
Yes.
To save mankind. And we just thank God for the master plan of redemption that God gave his son.
Yes.
His son gave his life.
Yes.
And we ought to at least give our lives back to him and live for him.
Yes, yes.
You know, so we just thank God for this past Easter. Easter, we have called the Easter for many years,
yes.
But now they recognize it. A lot of churches, and you know, areas, and as the Sunday of
Resurrection
Day, which it is.
Yes,
that's the celebration.
Yes, it is.
That's the celebration, Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Going to be reading Psalms 4-5 in your hearing, and I'm going to be reading it in from the New Living Translation. And it says that for this choir director, this was a psalm for the choir director, a love song to be sung to the tune of lilies. Can you imagine?
Jesus,
a
yes.
Psalm of the descendants of Korah. So it starts with verse 1. It says, beautiful words stir my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king.
Mm.
But my tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. And I think King James says it's the pen of a ready writer.
Yes.
You are the most handsome of all. Gracious words stream from your lips. God himself has blessed you forever. Put on your sword, your mighty warrior. You are so glorious, so majestic. In your majesty, ride out to victory. Defend in truth, humility, and justice. Go forth to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp, piercing your enemies' hearts. The nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia, perfume, your robes, in ivory places, the music, strings, entertains you. Kings' daughters are among your noble women. At your right side stands the queen, wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. Listen to me, O royal daughter. Take to heart what I say. Get your people and your family far away, for your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. The wealthy will beg your favor. The bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Your sons will become kings like their father. You will make them rulers over many lands. I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you.
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
Wow, wow.
Jesus.
Psalms 45, it says, the commentator says, this is called a messianic song because it prophetically describes the Messiah's future relationship with the church. Wow.
Yes.
We are his bride.
Yes, we are. Lord, yes, we are. Yes.
His body of believers. Psalms 45 and 2 expresses God's abundant blessing on his Messiah. The words of Psalms 45, verses 6 through 8, find their ultimate fulfillment in Christ. The church is described as the bride of Christ in Revelation. So we just thank God for this Psalms.
Yeah.
It is a Psalms relating to the Messiah. Verses 13 through 17, it says that this beautifulest section of poetry describes the king's bride. It also provides a rich metaphor to help us picture Christ's bride, the church.
Yes.
As she unites forever with him.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And we know he's coming back.
He's coming back. Yes.
We're going to go and have that supper with him at the Bema.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's just waiting. The earth is growing.
Yes,
for
it
his
is.
Return.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, things are just so evil. There's so many things that are going on, but we know in whom we believe.
Yes.
So at this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Kenneth to open us up in prayer.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you first asking for forgiveness for anything we said or done outside of your will. We thank you for forgiving us and placing us in right standing with our Father God. God, we just thank you for another day that you have made for us and how you orchestrated our steps in this day. And God, we just thank you for how you just watch over us from point A to point Z each and every day. We pass accidents and you pass disaster, mayhem, but yet you still watch over your children, God. So we're so grateful and thankful for your watching eye over us each and every day, God. God, we ask you in Jesus' name that you bless the broadcast, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that you word our mouths on tonight, oh God, that something will be said to bless and encourage those that are listening. And God, we just thank you, even for someone being saved, oh God, through the broadcast, oh God, that someone would give their life back to the Lord. Someone will get saved for the first time, oh God. We just ask you to just step into the broadcast on tonight. Let your Holy Spirit just rule on tonight, oh God. God, we pray for our church restoration, Christian Fellowship Church. We blessed, ask you to bless the members, the ministers, elders, and deacons of our church, our senior pastor. Oh God, our pastor, oh God, we just thank you for her. We thank you for her longevity. We just thank you for her due diligence, oh God, in preaching and teaching us the word of God. And we just thank you, oh God, how you watch over her and protect her, oh
thank
God.
You.
And we just thank you for her strength and her encouragement on tonight, oh God. And God, we just ask you to bless our nation. Oh God, we know all the evil that is still existing, but we know, Christ, that you rule and that you will reign, oh God. So we could not be in despair, oh God, because we know in the end, oh God, we are all victorious because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So we just plead the blood over our nation, over our young people, over our marriages, oh God, over our government, president, oh God, everyone in leadership over us, oh God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over every situation today, oh God. God, we know that, oh God, that once again, that we get the victory in you. And you able to overcome evil with good, oh God. So let love prevail in this earth. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God. Oh God, just watch over that nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even those on the Gaza Strip and different places, God. Oh God, we just pray for the families of that charity organization, which is a food. He's a famous cook, chef. Oh God, one of his organizations was hit by missiles and killed seven of them. But we just pray for them in the name
Thank
of
God.
Jesus and their families. We lift them up to you, oh God. We also lift up Ukraine. We lift up the
Yes.
situation in Nigeria as well, Haiti as well. That's what I wanted to say. Haiti, oh God, we just pray for that country. We just pray for your peace, oh God. Bless those people that are trying to get out. Help them get out, oh God.
Yes.
And God, we just pray, oh God, that salvation will come to that land, oh God. We know that it's been built on evil for many, many years, oh God, and satanic worship and all these different things, oh God. So, but we pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will touch that nation, touch men and women of God, change hearts, oh God, back to God. And those men and women of God that are on our battlefields over there in other places, oh God, on the mission fields, oh God, we lift them up to you, that don't fear for their lives, but go to the worst places to preach your word. We just lift them up to you. We pray for their finances, oh God, to help support them in those areas. And God, we just thank you once again for just meeting a need all over our world in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we just thank you on
Thank you.
tonight because you're
Yes.
wonderful. Oh God,
Thank
you are our
you.
counselor, oh God. You are a mighty God. You are the Lord of
Hallelujah.
lords and the King of kings, oh God. We serve, oh God, a living God. Our God is not dead. He is alive, and he speaks to us and walks with us and talks with us each and every day. So God, do not have to fear what we see happening in our world because we know once again we get the victory in you. So God, have your way tonight and this morning. Whenever someone would take the ear to listen, we just pray that something will be said to bless them and encourage their hearts. Once again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Kenneth.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that prayer.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a teaching in light of the title is
Yes.
Speak Life.
Yes.
Speak Life.
Speak life.
Speak Life. And our scripture is coming from Proverbs 18, verse 21, and it talks about the fact that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Yes.
You know, we've been sharing about the importance of, you know, speaking life to situations because we have what we say.
Yes,
And if we want things to change in our lives or in our situations or circumstances, we have to speak to
speak
it.
it,
The Bible
yes.
even tells us, you know, speak to that mountain.
Speak to it,
You know, and tell
yes.
that mountain to be removed, whatever it is
Yes.
that you might be, you know, experiencing. And I think last week I left you with the last scripture that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Tonight we're going to start with Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And that scripture says that the good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good, and the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Jesus.
So here you're seeing two type of people. You're seeing those that a person is coming from out of a good treasure.
Yes.
That's the person that's coming from an evil treasure.
Yes.
So if there's light, there's automatically has to be darkness. Do you see?
Yes.
So there are always the two scenarios of people, you know, but one is speaking life,
Yes,
the other is the
they are.
treasure.
Yes.
But the one that's out of the evil treasure, he's producing evil and speaking evil.
Yes.
Nine times out of the ten. Because the Bible says, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
Speaks.
So they both are speaking,
Yes.
but one is speaking life, one is to produce good, and the other is to
Yes.
produce evil.
Evil.
So we just thank God for the fact that if we are born again, we love the Lord, we want to be able, out of a good
Good
treasure,
treasure.
you know, of our heart, speak good things to people,
Yes,
our loved ones, you know,
so important.
and maybe, you know, it could be so that individual, you know, Maybe you might be thinking to say just the opposite, but then you say, no, I'm going to speak life, but they're acting like you need to say something differently. But you know, because you want to bring about change, you say, well, I'm going to speak
We're
life.
gonna speak life.
We're going to speak that this person is going to get it together, she's going to get it together, because we're going to speak it,
We're gonna
you know,
speak
into
it.
their lives. So, and then Mark in chapter 11, verse 23, it says, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. So there's a contingency here that's going on. You're going to have to first believe that it's going to come to pass. You're going to have to first believe
Believe.
that whatever you say out of your mouth, and you can say, you can say to this mountain, you know, be thrown into the sea. And you have to trust God, knowing that He's just going to do just what you're saying. So we thank God for the fact that we have the power of this. What kind of power is this that we have? You know, we have dunamis power.
Dunamis power. Yes, we do.
In fact, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and the power that we have is the same
Same power.
power that God used to raise his son from the dead. The same
Same power.
dunamis power.
Yes, Pastor.
And that word comes from an English word that deals with dynamite. So we don't realize the power that's in us. And then when you think about power, you think about the power of words.
Yes,
Words
are very powerful.
are so powerful. There are people today that are downtrodden because of words that were spoken
Word,
over their lives as young people. You know, and you know, words are very, very
Very, very.
powerful. I have an article that I ran across, and it talks about the Proverbs 18:21. It says, Proverbs 18:21 is the climactic verse among many verses in the book of Proverbs, giving admonition about the tongue and spoken words. In fact, the book of Proverbs provides more divinely inspired counsel about the tongue than all the other books of the Bible combined. Since Proverbs is a book about practical wisdom, discretion, and the fear of God, unfortunately, Proverbs 18:21 has been over-spiritualized, distorted, and misapplied by the word of faith movement and various New Age metaphysical cults that teach positive confession. And that's, you can overdo, you
Yes,
can
you
go
can.
overboard
Overboard,
sometimes.
yes.
Because I know back in the day, we were talking about name it and claim it, you know, name it and claim it. And so many people got themselves into trouble. People were writing checks and speaking these checks into existence, knowing that they didn't have the
Knowing.
money in the bank. So, you know, that's presumptuous faith. But we have the power to speak to
Speak.
a mountain, to speak to a problem, to speak to an issue. And
Glory
we
to
know
God.
God's going to step in.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and 20 says, from the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied by the yield of his lips. Then, of course, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Now, John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. These are the words that Jesus himself spoke. And he shared that with his disciples.
Yes.
But of course, a lot of people resent and think it's narrow-minded to say the only way to the Father is through the Son. But he's God.
But it is,
And
yes.
this is truth. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth.
Yes.
So we just thank God, you know, that God sent his Son.
Yes.
And his Son gave his life.
Gave his life.
Revelations, it says here, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. But the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood.
Yes,
Well, that was
yes.
talking about John, which was the one that Jesus said was the one he loved.
Loved.
And he was on the Isle of Patmos. And the Lord revealed to him, you know, the things that were to come.
Yes.
And he had written to these seven churches. And Sunday, I had included and
Yes.
read that scripture on Sunday that he had mentioned the fact that Jesus said he was Alpha and Omega, the beginning
And
and
the
the
end.
end, you know,
Yes.
and how everything that was written to these seven churches applied to our churches
Churches today,
today,
yes.
because
Yes.
they were having issues in their church, just like people are having issues in
And today,
the churches
today.
today. Some of the same things
Same
that are going
things.
on. I know one church, they thought that they were really well off
Yeah.
and they were rich and
Yes.
But he told them they needed eye salves because they were blind and couldn't see.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we think we are further along than
Then we
we
really
are.
are.
So
Yes.
that's why I think it's good when the scripture says, you know, we need to examine
Yes,
ourselves
we do.
in light of the word, in light of the word, to make sure that we are yet in the
In
faith.
the faith. Yeah.
Yet in the
Yes.
faith.
Yes.
I said, my faith looks up to thee, you
Yes.
know, and we have to make sure we are yet in the faith.
Yes, Lord.
So James 3 and 5 says, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small flame. You know, we already read in James where the Bible tells us that that little small member, the only thing that can tame it is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So
Yes.
we just have to watch what we say,
Have to.
and I mean, we come up with things and say things, you know, sometimes before we think. But thank God he gives us the ability to rescind some of
We
these
send it.
statements that
Yes,
we come out
yes.
and say.
Definitely, yes.
Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You know, I remember different times in the Bible when the Pharisees were trying to trip Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, he was always clever.
Clever.
I mean, they thought they could get him, but they never
Never
did.
could.
Why would they think they could get Jesus when he was a creator?
Creator.
Created them,
Yes.
gave them their minds,
Yes.
and that, but he wouldn't know what they were thinking.
Yes.
And so, I Can you think of any particular scripture that he really kind of like kind of like, well, I know in several cases he knew their thoughts,
Yes,
even when
yes.
they were trying to, you know,
Trick them up
trick,
and
yes.
trip them up and
Especially,
everything.
I think, when they started asking the questions, well, if I were to die and my brother, no, yeah, my brother married
Oh, yes.
my wife, and then he died, and
Yeah.
another brother married, whose wife is she going to
Gonna be.
be? Well, you know, they were trying to trip him up asking that
Yes.
type of a question, but he says, you have the slightest clue. In heaven, there won't be given a marriage. You
Right.
know, we're going to be as angels, but so we're going to
Yeah.
stop. The time is almost gone. So we're going to offer you the opportunity to call in and also the opportunity to receive Jesus as your personal savior. If you would like to call in for prayer, the number is 856-629-0601. We will be waiting to hear from you. And for those that have never accepted Jesus as your personal savior, along with the backslider, pray this prayer with me tonight and ask God to forgive you.
Yes,
Pray this
yes.
prayer. Father God, I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I confess, as the one that have walked away from God, that I have fallen short and missed the mark. Jesus, come in
Yes.
and live on the inside of me. Wash me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be my Lord, my Master, and my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
If you've prayed that prayer, angels in heaven
Yes,
are
yes,
rejoicing,
yes.
and Pastor Kenny and myself are
Yes, happy for
rejoicing
you.
over
Yes,
every
yes.
soul that have repented and
Yes.
given their lives to Jesus.
Yes.
Christianity is not a religion, it is a
Relationship.
relationship.
Yes.
And thank God for now, you have started on a new relationship with God.
Yeah.
You've been introduced back to God, who knew you before you were even conceived in your mother's
Yes.
womb.
Yes.
So now you've been introduced back to Him. Find yourself a Bible believing church if you're in the Sicklerville area. We're located 403 Andrews Road. You're welcome to come to Restoration Christian Fellowship Church, but let someone know what
Yes.
you've done. And whatever you do, always remember to tell someone about Jesus
Yes.
because Jesus is Lord.